All right, everyone, we're back with Returning to Mia, and we're going to go through this fairly quickly, because we've got to get through the... We got to get through the counseling session here. She's been having issues with her husband, and something happened that night which set her off. So she went to a hotel. And she texted you at that hour?
Unlike before, this time Giselle is spot on in her assumption of what Isla's intention was that night.
She was asking me to meet up with her. Naturally. And? Is that what you did? Yeah. And in doing so, you bailed on Mia? That's one way to look at it, but... Mia didn't know that. She just thought it was from Sadie, like I said. Grim, grim, grim. Who the text was from is entirely irrelevant. Don't you see that? And all she knows is you left her. After she asked you in the middle of the night to go for a walk with her. Alone. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? Just like this other woman, Mia had intentions of her own that evening. And you chose, from her perspective, your girlfriend over her. That's what you think she's upset about, that I chose Sadie over her? I do. That's ridiculous. Why would she get mad over that? It's not like I could have just blown Sadie off. No, maybe not. However, our feelings don't usually abide by the rules of rationale. You think she was planning on doing something? I almost guarantee it. Fuck, that never even crossed my mind. I don't blame you. After all, there was another shiny carrot dangling right in front of you. A carrot that was, let's say, new and unexplored. Suddenly, a cheeky smirk imprints her face. That's supposed to be the narrator. But I presume that's not the case any longer, is it? Should someone's therapist get this big a kick out of the collapse of one of their patients' personal lives? I apologize. But you presumed right. And how do you feel about what you did with this woman? How do I feel about it? Do you regret it? You do have a girlfriend after all. I take it she wouldn't approve of what happened, right? No, she definitely wouldn't. And when you went to see this woman that night, did you pretty much know what would happen? Yeah, I did. But you still went through with it. Unlike with Mia, where it happened in the heat of the moment, this was a choice to be unfaithful. I guess you're right. Why? Why did I go through with it? Yes? Was it for something as simple as wanting to get your rocks off that night? Or does this woman mean something more to you than that? If I'm being honest, it was probably just sex. It's not to say I don't like this person or don't care about her, but I just don't think I hold those feelings for her. And what about her? Does she share the same feeling? I'm not sure. Maybe. You never discussed this with her? I did. Today, actually. And? It's a complex situation, I'll put it that way. Relationships tend to be. Tell me about it. Okay. Let me pivot back to your sister real quick. What are your thoughts on Mia today? What do you mean? She's different than she used to be, right? Quite a lot different, if I'm reading it right. Yeah, she really is. And which version of her do you prefer? How she is now, or how she once was? I think I like how she is now. Why is that? Because she's a lot more mature now. I can have real conversations with her, conversations I don't think I could years ago. Plus, she even has goals now. She's a hard-working, responsible woman that wants to make something of herself. And she wasn't back then? Ha! Hell no! The only goal she had then was finding the next guy to bang. Which I'm sure you absolutely hated. I didn't love it, that's for sure. Seeing all these random guys coming in and out of her life taking advantage of her, she deserved better from them. She deserved better from them and from me.
Sitting forward on her seat, Giselle intently looks at you.
You're not a bad person, Grim. Think so? Because I did a lot of pretty fucked up things, many of which you haven't even heard about. Although you feel remorseful about it, right? Sure, but that doesn't excuse it. It doesn't. But it means you'll probably try harder not to make the same mistakes in the future. I will. Not that I've always been successful in it, though. I think that you just need to figure out what you want. who you want, to be more precise. Once that happens, I believe things will sort themselves out. You just need to be brave enough and admit it to yourself. I don't want to hurt anyone. Sometimes we don't have a choice. That's life. It isn't always fair. No, it really isn't.
After talking to Giselle for a while longer, you eventually finish the session and head home later that evening.
That was really yummy, Mia. Your cooking seems to be getting better and better. Oh, thanks. It's still kind of weird to hear people say that, considering how inept I used to be at it. I'll say, you can make cereal catch fire. Shut up, it's not like you were any better. Yeah, but I'm a guy. Excuse me? What the hell does that mean? Well, you know, women have more of a natural inclination for that stuff. I'd like to retract everything I just said, please. That would be smart. Anyway, think I'm just gonna go up to my room for a while and hang out. And do what? I don't know, maybe read something. Read? Like a magazine? I don't know, I don't like their attitudes here, because I remember women that would be like, oh yeah, you're darn tootin'. And they would tell you that they could definitely cook better than you. They say, I'll fix you up something faster than you can. I mean, I'm serious. Around here, some of these country girls, man, they can cook. I remember I was dating one that loved to eat, and she'd just talk about how much she could cook and all the different things. If I'd have married her, I'd been 1,000 pounds. Easy. And I don't gain weight, like, at all. But she loved to cook. And, that was her thing. She's like, don't you ever be in the kitchen. I'm the one that would do the cooking, you know? That's literally it. Like a magazine? A book. I do that sometimes, you know? I never saw it. That's because you're stupid. What? How does that even make sense? Anything to do with stupidity makes sense with you. I thought that we could hang out a little. We haven't done much of that lately. Sorry, I'm just in the mood for some time alone. Or some alone time. Need 5 minutes alone! I don't know about that, but work's been stressful lately, and I could do it with a little time to myself. Oh, okay. Some other time? Yeah. Sure.
As Mia turns to leave the kitchen and go to her bedroom, you stop her.
Hey, Mia. Yeah? You think we could have a minute to talk? Okay. What do you want to talk about? It's actually something I'd rather do in private. Ouch. That really makes me feel left out. You shouldn't. It's nothing bad, I promise. Oh, then maybe it's something good. Maybe you're planning a gift for me. Or maybe you're planning a gift for me? Stop. You know what? Don't tell me. I want it to be a surprise.
Moving behind you, Sadie starts pushing you towards Mia.
Go on, have your talk. I'll just be hanging out by the pool when you're done. We really don't need to do this, Grim. I think we do. And so do I. Fine, let's go to my room then.
Following behind Mia, you go up to her bedroom. Once there, you shut the door behind you.
What the heck is this about? Because I definitely know it's not about a gift for Sadie. I think we need to clear the air. About what? I don't know, but you're clearly upset with me about something. Oh God, this is what you wanted to come talk to me about? Just get out of here, Grim. I can't be bothered dealing with this right now. What's up with you? You've been acting shitty towards me for days. Nothing's up with me. I think the better question is, what's up with you? What's that supposed to mean? Nothing. Let's just forget about it. No, I want to hear what you have to say. You clearly have something on your mind, so let it out. It's none of my business, so why would I even bring it up? Bring what up? The night on the party. The night of the... Wait. You're angry at me for ditching you at the beach? I got a text from Sadie wondering where I was. What the hell was I supposed to do? Did you? Did I what? Get a text from Sadie? You know I did. Lying to her really feels awful. I know what you told me. I don't understand. What are you driving at here? Do you really want to have this conversation right now? Yeah, I do. Fine, let's have it. After you left me at the beach, where did you go? I went home. You're lying. What? How am I lying? Because you weren't there when I got home.
Induced with seething rage, Mia spits the line at you as if it's been on the tip of her tongue for days.
How could you even know I wasn't at home? I was in bed. You weren't. I checked. You checked. What are you, keeping tabs on me? I had a hunch, but nice try with the attempt at deflecting. I'm not deflecting anything. I don't even know where all this is coming from. You said you got a text from Sadie. And you said you were going home. Obviously none of that was true. Do tell me, Grim. Who did you get a text from? And where did you go after receiving it? Just so you know, if you tell me again it was from Sadie, the next thing I'm going to do is ask her to confirm it. And I have a feeling you wouldn't want that, would you?
Completely thrown off guard by her interrogation, your mind rapidly begins shuffling through a Rolodex of plausible excuses.
I was...
However, as it always happens with you, nothing pops into your head.
If you were gonna tell the truth, it wouldn't be this hard. I deserve to know, Grim. After everything that's happened between us lately, I deserve to know. Fine, I'll tell you the truth.
Deciding that it was for the best to tell Mia the truth, you take a deep breath as you prepare to divulge everything.
I got a text from Isla. Isla? As in Sebastian's wife? Yes. At that time of night? Since when were you two even that friendly with each other? We aren't that close, but she doesn't really have many people to turn to in this town. Except you, evidently. She's going through a tough time right now. With her marriage. Well, there's no surprise there. But again, why is she contacting you so late? It's weird, and more than a little suspicious. I know it is. And your instincts are right to think that.
Clearly nervous at what you meant by that, Mia stands in her place, silent. But you go on?
She probably wouldn't want me telling you this, but the night she reached out to me when I was with you, she walked out on Sebastian. Okay? From what she told me, she found something on his phone that convinced her that he's cheating on her. So she went to a hotel to get away from him, and then contacted you. Yes. And asked you to come to her hotel room in the middle of the night to console her? Something like that, yeah. Let me guess. When you arrived there, she was waiting for you in some skimpy lingerie.
You don't say anything to that. Just a nod is enough. In disbelief, she shakes her head at the nerve of Isla. However, not only Isla, at you as well. At what she knows you are about to admit.
Wow. Just... wow. So what then? I already know, Grim. Just let me hear it. Did you fuck her? I did.
Both partly shocked by your honesty and angered by the truth of it, Mia turns her back to you in disgust.
Unbelievable. I'm sorry, Mia. I know that's not what you wanted to hear. I'm such a fucking idiot. Thinking you changed? I really have changed, or... at least I'm trying to. What happened that night with Isla was a one-time thing. A mistake. You fucked another woman. Don't say it's just a mistake like it's no big deal. You have a girlfriend, remember? And you cheated on her. I know it was wrong and I'm not denying that. But I want you to leave. But I'm not done. I am. Please, just get out of here. So that's it? We're not gonna discuss this anymore? We are, just not tonight. I can't deal with it now.
Haunting, you decide to do as she asks.
Fine, I'll go. But, about Sadie. I won't tell her. What you did is completely on your conscience, not mine. And in any case, your relationship has nothing to do with me. Thank you. I don't want your thanks. Just go. Your girlfriend is waiting for you by the pool.
Saying nothing more, you leave Mia's bedroom.
I knew they were going to get us.
After wrapping things up with Mia, you go outside to join Sadie.
I knew they were going to get us for that. Hey, you. Hey, looks like you're deep in thought about something. As a matter of fact, I am. Yeah, anything you care to share? Actually, it involves you. It does? Yup.
With Sadie looking at you strangely, your heart skips a beat.
Wait, you're not pregnant, are you? What? Of course not. Oh, thank God. For a second there, my whole life flashed before my eyes. You say this like it's horrifying. It is. I saw myself lying dead in a kid's store with a dozen or so babies in nappies, crawling over me, feasting on my decomposing corpse. Not funny? Not even a little. Well, they're not all winners. For you? No, they most definitely aren't. So what's this thing that involves me? I just got a text from Vivian. Right, I almost forgot. How'd that go with her? It went. And it's happening. Tonight. It is? Wow. She just texted me her address. And what time is it going down? She wants us there in an hour.
Even though you are almost certain it's going down, it hasn't really sunk in until this very moment.
How are you feeling about it? I'm a bit nervous, honestly. Although I'm excited, too. I feel the exact same way. She was really reassuring when we talked about it, so I feel safe doing this with her. Just remember that neither of us wants to pressure you into anything. You can always bail out if you want to. I know, but I got a good feeling about this. You do, right? Or you do too, right? Getting spicy with two beautiful women? Oh yes, the H still works. Yeah, I feel okay. Okie? I feel okie about it. Right, of course. How could I even doubt it?
Standing to her feet, Sadie looks back towards the house.
Turns out Mia wanting that time alone worked out pretty well for us. What are we gonna tell her? Not the truth, obviously. Suppose we can just say we're gonna go take a long walk? You think she'll believe that? Why not? I mean, she takes them from time to time. No reason we can't. Yeah, that's true. Well, we better get ready. So soon? I'm pretty sure her place is pretty close. Yeah, but I need to shower. Also, you need to shower and put on something nice. Something nice? We're not going to a ball or something, Sadie. This is a big deal for us, Grim. I'm not going to start this journey of ours looking like a complete slob. Journey? Yes, a journey of our sexual exploration. Fair enough. What are you waiting for? Hop to it. Yes, dear.
As Sadie disappears back into the house, you turn to look at the pool, the moonlight shimmering off the still water.
Fuck me, this is really gonna happen, isn't it? I just hope it's worth it.
And about 1 hour later...
So here we are.
Taking a sip from her wine glass, Vivian looks curiously ahead.
Alright, this is where we're gonna go ahead and end it for now. Obviously, this is a pretty hardcore series of scenes to watch, where Grimm confronted Mia, or rather Mia confronted Grimm about the situation with Isla. And now we're going into the threesome with Vivian, which you guys will definitely want to catch next time when Returning to Mia continues.